Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thank you very much indeed for that. On the 12th of May 1997, in a small rural village in South Derry, Sean Brown, the chairman of Ballahy Wolftones GAA Club, fell victim to a brutal attack of violence that shook the foundation of the community. Sean Brown was abducted, beaten and shot 6 times in the head. Within 2 days of his murder, the RUC said the LVF was responsible, but almost 3 decades later, no one has been charged. As the deadline for the Troubles Legacy Act looms, a documentary film on RTE One television tonight chronicles the Brown family's journey as they seek redress for the injustice of the murder of their father, husband and grandfather, Sean Brown. Trevor Burney is an Emmy Award-nominated producer and director of tonight's documentary called Murder of a GAA Chairman, and Trevor Burney joins me now. You're very welcome indeed, Trevor, to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Can we start with Sean Brown? Who was he?
Well, anyone who's any involvement in a sporting organisation in this country, be it soccer or GAA, athletics or rugby, knows a Sean Brown. That's the fact. Mm-hmm. As Widow says, he was never really good enough to play football for the Wolftones. But instead of walking away from his club, he became an administrator. One of those people who we all take for granted, who keeps our clubs alive, who does the things that go unseen or we take for granted. He put up the nets before the games. He made sure the corner flags were in place. Week after week, year after year, Sean Brown was the Ballahy GAA man that the club could rely upon. And out of that role, he also became a well-known, respected figure in the community, or both sides of the community, as we can say, in the north. But he only saw one community in Blackie, made up of both Protestant and Catholics, Unionists and Nationalists. Religion didn't matter to him. Mm-hmm. Sean Brown was a very respected figure, and someone that when another son of Ballahy, Seamus Heaney, won the Nobel Prize, Sean Brown was the man to welcome him back to Ballahy for an evening and a celebration. And you'll see tonight the pride and the pleasure on the faces of Sean Brown and Seamus Heaney as they enjoy a moment together on this stage in Ballahy GAA Club.
Yeah, you've got beautiful footage of that event, all right. So Sean Brown was a great family man, a great Ballahy Club GAA man, a great community man, and I think somebody uses in the broadest sense as well tonight. Tell people then, Trevor, what happened to Sean Brown?
Well, just like every other Monday night, Sean Brown spent May 11th, 1997 at his club, taking part in a committee meeting when he ended himself and his son, Sean Jr., locked up. He told Sean Jr., go on, you head home, and I'll close the gates. But Sean didn't come home. And at 2:30 a.m., his wife, Bridie, an incredible woman, now in her mid-80s, took a torch and went back up to the club and shone the torch into every dark corner of around the pitch and around the clubhouse and could see no sign of him. And she came home, and at 6 a.m. the next morning, she saw two RUC officers down the street, and she knew immediately that there was something wrong and went up to them and simply asked, where's his body? And from that moment to today, to be honest, Cormac, you know, Bridie Brown and the family still don't have the answer why. Why Sean Brown, when he was locking the gates, why was he bundled into the boot of his car, driven 10 miles past one of the most heavily fortified RUC barracks in the north at the time, and then shot 6 times in the face at the back of his car and his body dumped by the side of a road. The LVF were responsible, and at the time, the RUC said that they were going to, again, like so many other families, they told them they're going to leave no stone unturned in order to find the perpetrators, but no one was ever brought to justice for the murder of Sean Brown.
And that's really what comes across in your documentary, Trevor, as well, the shock from the family that this could have happened to such a man who was so peace-loving and promoted peace all his life.
Well, he was seen as such a significant figure in that community, someone who held that community together throughout the parading disputes of the mid-90s, the Drumcree disputes that spilled over into so many towns and villages across the north, including Ballahy. Seamus Heaney was in Greece whenever he learnt of Sean Brown's murder. And he wrote an incredible letter, which he then faxed to the Irish newspaper in Belfast. And under the headline, "The Stain of Spilled Blood," Seamus Heady wrote that Sean Brown was a man of integrity and goodwill. He represented something better than we've grown used to. And that sums it up. You know, here was a Nobel Prize winner speaking from the heart about someone who had brought so much to that community. And it still just really goes to the heart of the story. Why Sean Brown? Why the chairman of a GAA club? Why would such a horrific attack be perpetrated on him by the loyalists at that time?
And as you say, that the family have never got that question answered, that fundamental question. Why then, well, Trevor, if I may ask you, why did you decide to make this documentary film now about the murder?
Well, listen, you know, we at Fine Point Films, you know, we produce documentaries that we feel are important. From, we did Taking Back Control for RTE last December about Nicola Hannay's incredible fight for justice after she was a victim of coercive control. We were behind the Sean Quinn documentary series back in December 22. And of course, we did the No Stone Unturned film, which revealed the extent of collusion between the RUC and loyalists in the murder of six men in Lochan Island while they were watching the Italy-Ireland match back in 1994. And all those stories have one thing in common, that's an important, whether it's Sean Quinn and the economic collapse or the violence against women in Nicola's case, or indeed, you know, the six men watching the football match. Sean Brown was doing what GAA members, the length and breadth of the country, will do tonight, locking the gates of the club. You know, the man that will still stay to the very end, see all the cars gone, make sure everything's locked, and he will leave. And we met Bridie some time ago, an incredible woman, as I say. She asked us, she told us that she was still looking for the answer. Why was my husband murdered? And I think that was simply the most compelling reason to make this documentary.
Yeah, I think you put it very well as well, Trevor, when you say that anybody who's involved in sport or a club in Ireland knows a Sean Brown. And that's the truth of it. And maybe that's why this will resonate so much with people who'll see the documentary tonight. And it's very much about the family's search for justice. Mm-hmm. And the difficulty, as you point out, is that they put their trust in the police at the time of his murder to sort this out and investigate. But they feel they were let down, do they?
They do, Cormac. I mean, just put yourself into the shoes of this family. You know, when they were at their most vulnerable, when they discovered that their father, you know, Sean had six amazing children who today still carry the fight for justice for their mum and their dad. And they put their faith in the RUC at the time, but year after year, the time wore on and they saw nothing. You know, then they ended up in going into an inquest process. And that inquest process, there have been dozens and dozens of preliminary hearings where the family have got in the car in Ballaghy, have driven the whole way up to Belfast, parked the car, went in, only to find that, you know, an email hadn't been answered or there wasn't the information that the coroner respected. Dozens of hearings. Sean's son, Damien, was the person who really led the family. And unfortunately, Damien died very early from a brain tumour in his early 50s, and the family believe it's a lot to do with the stress and the strain of seeking truth for his father. But just last month, after you know, almost 20 years of hearings, the coroner, Mr. Justice Patrick Kinney, told the family something that they had never known before. He told them that he had learnt from reading documents that he wasn't able to give to them because they were top secret documents. He had seen in those documents that there were 25 suspects. The RUC intelligence had identified 25 suspects. And of those 25, several were state agents. Several were working for the state. Several of those paramilitaries involved in the murder of Sean Brown were state agents, were informers, whatever you want to call them. The family, after all this time, we're just heartbroken and shocked. Why would 25 people conspire to murder a GAA chairman, locking the gates of his club? Why would they go the lengths of getting to Ballaghy to do this? And I think that is an unanswered question for them that will haunt them until they get the truth. But this is a family who are determined that no matter about the Legacy Act, no matter about the British government attempting to guillotine all the families in the North, who are still looking for truth on next week, the 1st of May, when this legislation comes into place. This family, the coroner told the family that despite the fact that he couldn't share the documentation with them that he had seen, he believed that the only way forward for them is a full public inquiry. The British government is still deciding whether or not to have that inquiry, but its immediate response was to say that it was going to go into court to try to prevent coroners such as Justice Kinney from ever telling families things like there were 25 suspects and several state agents involved. He, you know, the British government, rather than respecting the coroner's decision to give that truth to the family, the British government are today preparing to go into court to try to get that scrubbed from the record and try to ensure that no other families ever get told any of that. My and goodness. That's really what this legislation is doing.
And the
families
timing
from right across the divide.
You've laid the injustice and the pain that the family must have borne over that period of time, many, many years since 1997. They have borne that pain every single day. But the timing of this documentary, if I may say, is pitch perfect, because you alluded to it there. In 8 days' time, the Legacy Act comes into power, and right. that cuts all future inquests right. or prosecutions or investigations into any legacy case like this.
Right, absolutely. All those families out there in the north still looking for truth. You know, the fact is that on the 1st of May, all inquests will end. All civil cases that are going through the courts will end. All criminal prosecutions relating to crimes during the Troubles, they will end. You know, that's it for the families there. And, you know, this is one issue that the British government has done, has united all political parties in the North, from the DUP right through to Sinn Féin. All of them are totally and utterly against this piece of legislation, because they all recognise, as do the human rights organisations, the CAJ and the Amnesty Internationals. They believe that that families always have to have the hope that one day somebody will be held to account for the murder of the loved one. This legislation guillotines all of that. That ends it once and for all. Finally, no more. That's it. All the past is a line is drawn onto the past, according to the British government. And that's why Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he has instigated a case that is going to go, an interstate case that is going to go to the European Court of Human Rights, that's taken to say that this legislation is a breach of the UN Convention on Human Rights, which is obviously a vital underpinning of the Good Friday Agreement.
And it's indeed a live issue politically, legally, and as people will see from your documentary this evening, the pain of it is still real for the family, obviously, all these years later. I invite people to watch the documentary tonight, Murder of a GAA Chairman. It's on RT1 and RT Player this evening at 9:35 p.m. Trevor Burney, well done on the documentary, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.